Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Backstage Podcast. I am one of your hosts, as always, Anya, and I'm joined by Oscar. Good morning, Oscar. How are you?
Morning, Anya. This is a bit early for me, I have to say.
Are you tired?
I did roll out of bed about 25 minutes ago.
I've been up for 4 hours.
Why? You've got to be mentally ill.
Because William had to go off to quite an early meeting just outside of London. So I offered to drop him to the station because I thought it'd be a nice thing to do. So I've just sort of been chilling around the flat.
Just chilling. Yeah. Well, it's only taken 15 weeks, but Anya does have a new microphone.
Yay! I worked out how to get an Amazon delivery. I hope you all can tell.
It'd be so funny if everyone's like, it's so much worse. Please go back to the AirPods.
My lovely friend was like to me, oh my God, you sound so much better now you've got a microphone. Like, he listened to our episode yesterday, and I was like, nope, that was just old iPhone headphones. So that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully he can actually hear the difference of the toner.
Yeah, you've got a literally quite a professional one. I've just got like if you're watching via Spotify, good morning, everybody. I do look a bit puffy in the face, but like, that's my microphone.
That's pretty professional.
Yours looks very professional, to be fair.
It's pretty cool, isn't it? Like, you can. Yeah. Like, it's got
It's got a stand as well, so you can hold it or. Yeah. So hopefully we sound a bit better for you guys now.
And this is the start of the professionalism.
Yeah. Yeah, first 15 weeks, you can scrap all them episodes.
That was just a joke.
That was a joke, yeah. Now we're getting serious. Now we've got real things going on.
The real shit.
The real deal. Well, what's the plan today, Anya? I've got a couple catch-up stories, and then you're going to embarrass yourself for 20 minutes. Is that right?
So, pretty much. Basically, long story short, my parents have moved and I've moved, and there's been a lot of my stuff flown about. And the other day, my dad gave me a big bag of stuff. And in this bag, I had a bit of a panic because I noticed this bad boy. If you are not watching, I'm holding up a little black book.
Little black book,
which is not that kind of little black book, but kind of is. But basically, this is my diary from the years of 2012 to 2022. Up until October last year. There's some pretty big secrets in here, and this has just been chilling at my parents' house, so I'm a little bit concerned. But as you can see, this is the diary of a 12-year-old who can't spell. You can't really be able to read that, but
okay.
I've spelled diary like dairy. So I'm going to read out a couple of entries. After you've caught us up on your life, I'm going to read us a couple of entries of here and just really expose myself.
Yeah, I am looking forward to this. I also have some diaries kicking around somewhere. I need to ask my mother to have a little hunt for them. But also, I feel like mine aren't very interesting.
Mine are dramatic.
Because every time we went on holiday, my parents would make me write a diary entry every day.
Yeah, same.
And I'd have to write a certain number of pages depending on how old I was.
Same.
So I would just write in bigger letters so that I had to write less pages.
No, honestly, I had this. So my other diaries are at my in-laws. I shouldn't be saying this because they might go looking for it. I'm sure they won't. But anyway, they're at my in-laws in my big memory box, but they're only from when I'm like little. But my mum, I remember once she was like, you have to write a diary every single day. You have to write an entry every day. And I was like, oh, fine. And then I said to her, I had written it because I wanted to go and play in the pool. And she was like, okay, read it out then for everyone. And I was like, okay. And I stood there and I was like, today I went and I like pretty blagged it for a good couple of minutes. She was like, show me that. And then it was obviously a blank page and I got in so much trouble.
Yeah. So I mean, I think I'm grateful for it because it obviously like helped me with my writing and stuff. And I definitely did it a lot younger. And I think I stopped around 12 years old, maybe. My brother did it for many more years than I did because he's a golden child and whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's good fun, and hopefully I can find them as well, and we can go through
them. Yeah, I've got at least 4 diaries.
I've got loads.
Loads, they're great. Honestly, if you are thinking about it, I would 100% recommend it, because going back through these diaries, especially at this age where I thought my life was over and everything was so dramatic, it's just so funny. Like, you just look back and you just laugh, like, oh my God, that is not a problem. But you'll see what I mean in a minute. Okay,
so let's start off with a couple of things. I mean, I don't know. Do we want to start on a happier note or do we want to start on a sadder note?
Let's start on a happier note.
Okay, we'll start on a happy note.
What's happened?
No, I just catch people up on the week, I guess. We obviously had a very, very big episode come out yesterday, which was our conspiracy episode. So if you guys haven't listened to that, go ahead and do so. It's just over an hour long. Very, very exciting. Nice long episode for you.
I think it's an hour and 10 to be exact.
It's actually an hour and 7, but you know.
Crap.
Could try. And kind of thing, I'm not been in the office this week. I've had a very busy week at home. Went to go visit my better half for the first time at her uni, which was
sorry. I think there's needs to be a little bit of backtrack here for the listeners.
Well, they got a little teaser of it yesterday, in last week's episode. Yes, I am a taken man.
He's off
by
the
a woman,
market.
Believe it or not. I know that might surprise some people, but went to go visit her at her uni and met all of her friends for the first time, which I don't mind. I love meeting new people. And we were going on a big night out, and I thought, you know what? I haven't drunk in quite a while. Like, I've just done a lot of casual drinking.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? You better behave yourself. Like, not only are you trying to impress the friends, but like, I've got to set it, because it's not like me and her haven't been on a proper night out together. Like, we've got drunk together.
Yeah.
But like, but we've not like done that. A night out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, right, I'm going to be on my best behavior. And I thought, I'll buy a few people drinks, buy her drinks. No, I'm basically out of money anyway, so I'll just drain the bank accounts.
Yeah.
Which wasn't too bad. I ended up spending like 65 quid, which I thought for a night out is fine. But everyone else was like, you could do a full night out where their uni is for like 20 quid. So they don't know why I spent so much.
We live in London. That's so cheap.
But I basically, yeah, had a great time. We played like classic uni games at the start, did some pre's. Then went to their like local pub that they love. And there's these drinks called Tip Tops.
Right.
And they are the most lethal thing in the world, because I think it's like a double vodka shot, a bit of squash and lemonade. So
no,
just
vodka
taste
squash,
the squash
is really lethal.
Yeah. And it's only a small cup. So it comes in like 150ml cup, if that. So it's quite a lot of it's vodka, like double shot. So a third of it is vodka. Quick maths
sounds
there.
Too good. Yeah.
And I drank like a horrific amount of those, drank quite a few Guinness, got very, very drunk. And the missus had gone to like look after a friend or something that was like having a rough night. Don't know why. They might have just gone off for a chat. And then I thought she'd gone home. So I stumbled back to hers and I had a key. So went in, couldn't find her. So went to the bathroom because I was feeling a little bit, whoa.
Yeah.
Passed out in the bathroom with the door locked.
Oh my God.
Her other friend came home and was like calling the others, being like, there's a snoring man in our bathroom. The door's locked. I've got no idea who it is. Thankfully, she realized, she was like, oh, it's probably my stupid boyfriend that's got too drunk. Comes home, manages to get the door open. And I'm just like flat out on the bathroom floor. And she has to help me throw up for about 20 minutes.
No.
I'm just like, I've never been that ill in my entire life. Like, not for a very, very long time.
Can't handle the uni life.
And I don't even remember being put to bed, but I just woke up at like 8:30 in the morning. She turned all the lights on, opened all the like blinds, and was like, you've got work in half an hour, get up. And I was like,
oh
my
god,
so in trouble.
Oh my god, you did it on a work night as well.
Yeah. Ew. Yeah, it was on Monday night of this week.
Monday night, you
animal. Yeah, it's because they're students. I don't know how they do it.
I couldn't do that anymore. I could not do that.
I can't do it, and I'm the same bloody age as them.
Oh my god.
I felt
Monday
so
night.
Ill. It took me till 2 p.m. to recover. I felt so unwell.
No, that's not. That
and what
is
was
not
quite funny
okay.
is I'd gone a bit delusional later in the day because obviously I'd been hungover. So about 4 or 5 o'clock, I had like a burst of energy. And I was so, and everyone else in the house was like crashing because they were like dying at this point. And it was so funny seeing the comparisons that in the morning, most of them were fine. because they're students, so they can't afford, like, realistically, to keep drinking. Whereas I was just used to London prices, where a pint of Guinness is like £8. It was only like £4.50. So I was like, right, well, that basically counts as two, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So boy, I apologize to her and her flatmates. I was very unwell.
At least you've made a good impression. At least they're going to think, oh, he's actually like fun. He'll go out.
Yeah. Apparently, just, like, I've heard they did like me, which I'm That's pleased good. About because they were lovely That's people. So
there you yeah. go. Oh my god! Yeah, I can't believe you passed out with the door locked.
Yeah, and this like girl that I'd like met like twice, like through the day before, came home. In fact, was like, "There's a snoring man in our bathroom. I don't know who it is."
I got drunk on vodka squash once and woke up, and I don't remember getting to bed. I don't remember half the people at a party. I woke up and I was in my friend's, I think either spare room or sister's room or something like that, on my own, and I just remember her cat, like her kitten, just like coming in, like coming all over my face and like clawing me and just like being woken up like that. And it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. I was like, what is happening? I wasn't supposed to stay over. And I was like, where am I? Like, what is going on? Like, what did I drink? And we're playing beer pong with this vodka squash. And honestly, that was literally like not the worst I've ever been, but like the most confused and like obviously blackout that I've probably ever been. But I must have been put to bed about 9 o'clock.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
No, I've had some rough nights out there. I remember the first time I ever was allowed to like drink properly. This is such a middle class thing, but I was at a friend's like celebration of the children party. Like it was just a party for like these people's kids, basically. And it was this massive black tie do. And I was like 15. Joking? And I was wearing this oversized burgundy black dinner jacket because I didn't have one. So I borrowed one from a family friend. And I'd been drinking out throughout the night, like at the table. They were just bringing bottles of wine to the table and stuff like that. And everyone had their own seats. And we're outside at like a fire pit. And all these people were way older than me. Like I was the youngest there by like 5 years. And I was with my friend who was the same age. We're around this fire pit and everyone was smoking. Obviously, I wasn't. I'm a well-behaved child. Everyone was smoking and like drinking or whatever. And I was like past a bottle of rosé and I was like swigging it. And this person comes up behind me and snatches it out of my hand and is like,
oh my gosh,
give me that. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, I'm not even doing anything. So I spin around and go, oi, that's mine. It's my own mum being it's 12 o'clock, we're going home. What are you doing swigging a bottle of rosé?
Brown bunch of kids smoking us up. I'm sorry, but what a celebration of the children party is turned into a boozy thing for 15-year-olds. That doesn't sound legit.
But it is, because like one of the kids was like 16, one was 18, the other one was 21.
But they were just serving you.
Yeah. Because it was at someone's house. Like, it was like they have like a mansion and it was in like the garden and there was marquee and yeah, it was amazing. Like, absolutely incredible.
I mean, at least you got drunk in like a safe. I mean, the first time I got drunk was also at my house, but I had my friends over and we got drunk on one bottle of vodka between like four of us.
That's quite a lot still, isn't it?
I don't know. I was just drinking it straight as well.
I can't do vodka shots.
I hid in our laundry cupboard with this, or airing cupboard, whatever you call it, with this bottle of vodka, and they were trying to take it off me, and I was like, no.
I'm just so bad at shots. I had to, on Monday night, as part of like the game that we're doing, I had to do a whiskey shot, like a straight Jack Daniels. I wasn't allowed to use my hands.
Jack Daniels as well.
So this guy just poured it into my mouth, and I like whiskey, so I was happy drinking it, but I forgot how bad I am at shots, because obviously when me and you go out for drinks and stuff, we don't do shots unless it's like a baby Guinness. We might do
Our shots are very tame and very tame.
So like we will drink cocktails or beers or whatever.
Yeah.
But like I never do shots and my body cannot handle them. Like I just can't do them. Unless it's a Jaeger bomb and baby Guinness, easy.
But yeah, agreed.
Others, and they're my favorite.
Tequila rosé.
Other shots. And tequila rosé. I did one with my dad the other day, actually, which is quite funny.
Tequila rosé. Coffee Patron, Cafe X, whatever
Cafe
it is.
Cafe Patron is pretty
that
easy
you can't
as well.
Get here anymore. Really? You'll be proud of me. Kind of different story. But I went to the pub last night and I asked for a Jubel.
Oh, I love a Jubel.
The guy was like, oh, we don't have it, but I have something similar. And I tried something from brewery in Gypsy Hill, which is not far from me, actually. It's near like Croydon kind of way.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. It's not as good. But my fiance was like, how do you know like a different type of beer? And I was like, oh, I'm just really like, and the guy behind the bar, you could tell he was quite impressed. He was like,
yeah,
oh, so you kind of like this sort of flavor and this sort of note. And I was thinking, oh no, it's just sweet. It's just
yeah.
Nice. And he's like, do you mean a, he was like, beers. Do you mean a June bug, which is a cocktail? I was like, no, I mean a beer, old pint. But yeah, so I'm going to have one tonight.
If anyone from Jubel is out there and wants to sponsor the podcast, like I'm being honest, you couldn't be a better match for this podcast because we love it.
Guys.
But we're not gonna say that anymore because don't do this for free.
We're putting you on the map and that is it.
Yeah. So if you do want to sponsor the podcast, Jubel, we would be greatly appreciative.
I am gonna go because I'm going to the office after this and I'm gonna go and William's gonna meet me afterwards. I'm taking him to have his first I can't pronounce it without sounding really posh. Like Jubel.
Yeah. Jubel. I think it is quite a posh like
it's Cornish, isn't it?
It is Cornish. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
So good.
Can I do one quick story before we move on to your bit? Speaking of drinking, on Saturday, I took part in my level one WSET, which is Wine and Spirit Educational Trust level one. And it's a world recognized, internationally recognized wine tasting sommelier course. And there's four levels. Level one, it took 9 hours. I had to study like a book, had to taste 9 different wines.
If you were wondering what middle-class people get up to in their free time, this is the perfect example.
I had to do an exam at the end of the day. I've not done an exam in years.
Did you pass?
Years. I don't know. Apparently it takes 6 weeks to find out.
6 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I had to say it was bloody brilliant. I absolutely loved it. And,
did you get drunk?
I was definitely tipsy at the end of the day, for sure.
That was quite fun.
And I was stressing because obviously I'm really bad with exams and I have a pretty poor education history. So I was with my dad and my cousin's husband, who are both big wine drinkers, and we were really looking forward to this. And it was a birthday present for me. And I was stressing and I'd had a few drinks as well. So I was like, oh my God, there's no way I'm going to pass this. And it wasn't easy. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but I hopefully will be level one certified, which means I will be knowledgeable about wine. Level two, you could probably be like a pub, like gastro pub, maybe sort of like tell people about wine. Level three, probably restaurant. And then level four, you could be like a merchant, like a sommelier merchant sort of thing.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, that is just my first experience with a proper sommelier was actually this year when we went skiing and our hotel's restaurant like had one, which I thought was really bougie. I thought that was pretty cool. But this guy was so French. He had like one of those big moustache with like the curly bit at the end.
Yeah.
So that's what you have to aspire to. That's your goal.
I mean, I can't really grow any facial hair.
We need to sort that problem out first. And then you can go off and be maybe in the Alps. Surely you'd love that, right? That's like your dream.
I would love that. That is my dream, yeah, for sure.
There you go.
I think what I can do now is I know a lot of history about wine and like how it's created and different types and all of that.
Yeah.
And I've started like developing I know it's so middle class, I'm sorry, everybody, but like my palate. So like I can recognize notes and things of wine and the smelling and whatnot. But then I think level two is you understand that more deeper and level three deeper than that. So I've got I feel like I know more than the average person.
That's good.
And as a 21-year-old,
I do love wine tasting.
I do love wine. Like, I do. I absolutely love it. So I do feel like I can now pick better wine. And, like, I know what types of wine fit certain types of food and things. So,
yeah, well, that'll be handy when we next go out.
Yeah, for sure.
You can actually direct us.
I will try my best.
Instead of me just going, oh, that cocktail sounds like... I ordered a cocktail when we went out in the week. You weren't there, but... And it had popcorn syrup in it. And I was like, oh, sounds good. So I just ordered that as my first drink and then went straight to an espresso martini.
That's such a rogue order of things.
The people were like, oh, is that not more like dessert, like drinks? Do you not want to... Yeah. And I was like, I don't know. It just sounds nice. I need more education.
It tastes good. And it's got
popcorn in it.
Yeah,
literally. I was like, this is great. It was quite nice, actually.
Yeah, I was jealous. I wanted to be there, but couldn't make it.
That was
good.
That was the restaurant was nice, actually. I had a duck salad, so it was good. Yeah, it was yummy. I'd had a couple of drinks, and then I was like, oh, I don't really want to stop. So I text William, and I was like, do you fancy going to the bar next to our flat? And he was like, sure. So we just stayed in there. So that's great.
Oh, that's nice.
It was nice. We had some mojitos. Just,
oh, I love a mojito. Cannot go wrong.
The guy was like, oh, you're just in time for happy hour. It ends in 12 minutes. So do you want me to put four drinks through the thing? And I was like, okay.
Yeah. Like, yes, please.
Obviously had four minutes. Yeah. Well, we had two each, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Anya, let's finally, after like 25 minutes, let's get to the topic of conversation.
Anya,
take it away and embarrass yourself.
Okay,
how do you want to do this? Are you just going to
I'm just going to pick out some entries and I'm going to read them. I would like to start this off by saying that I can recognize that I was super dramatic, very over the top child. I did spend most of my days in drama and theatre school, so that might be why. I obviously fancied this boy for the duration of the majority of these entries to start off in 2013. I hope he doesn't know who he is, but there we go. And I refer to him as him throughout the whole diary. I obviously thought that these were like going to go somewhere and I was going to try to be mysterious.
Yeah. I mean, look, to be honest, if he's listening, fair play. Like,
I don't know if he's going to know. I'm going to ask my friends. I think they might know, but I think people might think it's someone else. There's going to be three people that they think it is, and I think they'll be surprised.
Is it me?
No, I didn't know you when I was in year eight, so it's definitely
in
not
year
you.
Eight. I probably wasn't born, you old fart.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you were. We're not that much. You're not 12 years younger than me.
No, I know. 13. Right, go then. Kickstart.
Suck. Oh, I can't do this. Okay, no, I can. So this is one of my first entries. There's a couple of pages that have been ripped out, so I don't really know what they said. So this is February 2013, so I was 13 years old. I hate liking someone. It was fun when he didn't know and we were friends, but now he knows how I feel and I feel really awkward around him and I know he feels awkward around me. It's soul destroying putting effort into liking someone that will never like you back. I hate him for it.
Bloody hell, Anya. Do you need a therapist? My God.
That was when I was 13.
Okay. I didn't even know half those words until yesterday.
Soul destroying. Isn't that so dramatic?
My God.
Literally. Okay, let's find something a bit more like... Okay, actually, no, there's an entry I really want to read you. I might have to go back to that one. Okay, this is March 2013.
Okay.
It's funny how the smallest things in the world cheer you up, whether it's a smile from him or a small and awkward conversation with him. Yesterday, it was the fact that he ate one of my chips. Haha, so pathetic.
That's, to be fair, it's quite poetic, isn't it?
It's beautiful, like, isn't it?
It's quite well written, I have to say. I mean, it's really sad.
It's quite funny to watch this progress because there's another boy that I talk about here that I'm just friends with that I'm asking his advice. So I say, like, blank, I'm going to call this other boy Carlos. I'm watching Desperate Housewives. Carlos thinks that I was right in thinking I wasted a year liking him, that I just need to talk to him normally and connect with him. Well, it's a new month and it's a new me. So.
Ooh. Can I just say, Carlos definitely fancied you.
So, it's funny you should say that. I wrote a whole entry about Carlos. This is
you fancied the hell out of Carlos.
Carlos was my first proper love. And at the end of this entry where I was talking about Carlos, well, not my first love, that's William, but like my first, like, you know, I call him a wanker in capital letters. Can you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Things take a swift, this is what I'm saying. You can't keep up with this book. Like, from, this is March, right? That entry where I call Carlos a wanker because I realise I like him is June. It's quick.
My God.
The quick turnaround.
You women terrify me.
Honestly, we don't waste
time. How many months is that? How many months have I got? how long till I start getting diary entries written about me?
She's not an immature 13-year-old, so you'll probably be all right.
She's definitely, let's make it clear, she's definitely not 13. not a thing.
I will want to read you a couple of more bits. So that's interesting. You've already picked up on Carlos.
Oh yeah, come on. I'm a guy. Like, we've all been there.
Yeah, honestly, that boy.
When I was growing up, until the age of about, from the ages of zero till I'd say 14, like every friend of mine, I was like, yeah, I'm going to marry them one day. And then I got to like 15 and I was like, actually, I hate most of them. They're so annoying. Like, as in like family hate. Like, they all just became sisters to me. So I was like, I hate you all. Like, you stink. And then it took a couple of years before I was actually like interested in girls again, I think.
Oh, that's kind of cute. That is kind of cute though. You just go through like the seesaw of it, or the roller coaster rather, of emotions.
Yeah.
There's a bit where I talk about where our friendship starts to blossom.
Oh.
Oh, hang on. Adorable. Hang on. God, this is so juicy. Oh my God, where is it? Wait, I want to find it. Okay. I want to tell Carlos all of the stuff my crush has been putting me through, but I can't. It's so weird. Carlos went on about how he would go out with me. So I told my crush about weird things that Carlos has been seeing, even though I wasn't supposed to. So that's me playing. I did cut a few stuff out there because that's too scandalous. But I thought that's quite interesting.
No, come on. No,
absolutely not.
Thing.
No, that's too far. Then they would definitely know who we're talking about.
How many views on TikTok do we need? How many likes on TikTok do we need for you to read out?
A lot. I mean, thousands? I don't think my parents listen to this, but I would be like concerned if I, yeah, that would not be good. And also they would know who I'm talking about, and that's not
right. Anything. Everybody just go to the TikTok link below, like all of our TikToks that are up currently. I think by the time this one comes out, there should be about 4 or 5 TikToks out. So go like them all, watch them on repeat, and Anya will not hold back when we do this again in the future.
Yeah, I promise you, if that happens, I will read out this whole entry from June 2013, and this is bad.
Okay.
This is bad. This is stuff that a 14-year-old should not have gone through, but there we go.
Oh, dear. Terrified.
That would be. I can't read that.
This is a great segment. Basically, it's ended up Anya going, no, can't read that. Can't read that.
Wait, let's go back to more to the start, because this is when it was just so funny. Okay. This is interesting, actually. So Woo had pancakes today. This is pancake day, if you didn't get that.
Oh, love pancake day.
This is obviously, I thought Carlos was annoyed at me for something. So anyway, turns out that Carlos is actually fine with me. I'm officially done, though. I feel so fed up of everything, especially the one I love. Love effing sucks. I got so scared the other day. I saw a girl and Carlos sitting together, and I was so jealous. I think I fancy Carlos. I mean, how weird would that be? He's like my brother. Ew. I'm probably just jealous of their relationship and the fact they have someone. Sorry for the short entry. Thumb hurts like hell.
Oh, my God. I'm traumatized by your traumatic experience. But like,
yeah.
My God, Anya, you must have been so head over heels for this man.
Oh, honestly, it was like nothing I'd ever felt before at that such a young age.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing. Why was I so... Okay. February 2013. Sorry, I haven't written for ages. Who was I talking to? I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah, just the world.
Yeah. My only friend, the pages. Been skiing. He and some others might be coming over to mine on Thursday, inset day. Yay. Happy for now.
Happy for now.
And then obviously the next entry, still February. Something's wrong. ... Plans changed for Thursday and I didn't get to see him. I spoke to blank, another girl, about my problems. How I have days where I want to just scream and cry. blah, 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 whatever. Next bit says, I hate him. He's turned me into something I'm not. I don't feel right about anything anymore. Hate him, underline. And you know what's really interesting? At the end of each entry, I sign it off with my name. So I should put Anya XX. It's really weird, isn't it? All of them.
Oh, I'm so scared of you.
Are you actually? Should I keep going or are you too scared?
No, do a couple more.
Okay. I've already read that one out about the chips. I remember that, the chip day, so vividly. We used to have Fish and Chip Friday at school and I had some chips and some nuggets. And I remember he was like standing there and I was like, oh, like, hey. And he was like, hey. And I was like, do you want a chip? And he was like, okay. And I was like...
I remember one time in primary school, I think it was year 4, year 5, I had a, like, not a girlfriend, but, like, I was, like, seeing someone.
Oh.
And, we were like holding hands now and then, and we used to sit next to each other in maths class and stuff like that. And we were sat on the floor one time, and she was holding, like, I had my hand down and she was like holding it, and I like looked behind me. Sorry, I got bloody frog in my throat. Looked behind me just to see something going on at the back of the class, and behind my back, one of my friends was sat on my left side and she was sat on my right, and they were holding hands behind my back.
That is scandalous. That is traumatic.
And I think that explains quite a lot of just my mental.
Oh my God. That is really bad.
Yeah, I was traumatized, I have to say. And it was so rude. I was so upset because we'd just been playing Ben 10 together out in the playground, me and my friends.
I was talking to William about Ben 10 yesterday, and he doesn't know what it is because he's too old.
I have to say, probably one of the best shows ever created.
It's so good.
Alongside Phineas and Ferb, which is coming back, by the way.
Is it?
It's coming back.
Phineas and Ferb.
After like a 12-year hiatus, it's coming
back. 104 days of summer vacation.
Summer vacation.
That's so funny. That's such a great show.
Such a great show.
I wonder how many accidents happened at home because of the stuff that Phineas and Ferb would do on their summer holidays.
Yeah, I was more influenced by like Dennis the Menace.
I remember the stories about that.
Mm-mm-mm. I think we've talked about them on the podcast, so
yeah,
go back to older episodes.
Yeah, the porridge one's really funny.
Yeah, the porridge one is great. But,
okay, I'm gonna read two more.
Yeah,
lucky things. I mean, the ones from like when I met Williams, it's just so like just very mundane and not exciting, so I'm not gonna read those. They're just like manifesting stuff basically. Okay, May 2013, so we've jumped on quite a lot now. Okay. Oh, I'm becoming a lot closer with Carlos, but he told me that he likes someone else and she likes him back, but now they aren't really talking, which is good for me. Savage. I told Carlos that I think I want to be more than friends, and that I made up a dream that I'd had where we basically were more than friends. And he said that let's not go there. And he said that it was weird, but he wouldn't turn it down if I offered. And then we started playing Truth or Dares. And then, and then he said he doesn't know.
But what happened at the Truth or Dare?
This is not the right forum for that.
We want to know what happened at the Truth or Dare.
This is all over text, so it's not that. This is all over Snapchat. It's not that scandalous. He said... And then he said that actually he probably wouldn't go out with me, because then he said, this is actually really sad, and I actually feel very sorry for myself. So he said that he doesn't think he wants to go out with me because people might find out about us and then it would get complicated.
That's so rude.
I know. He was actually very traumatic. He used to... Oh, yeah. And there's another entry here from October 2013. He said that we're basically secret/fake boyfriend and girlfriend. It's really sad, isn't it?
Oh.
I know, it's just really horrible.
Have you recovered?
Yeah, no, all good now. But it's quite fun. That's why I think keeping a diary is so like interesting, because you look back and you think, like, why did I just like accept that? I was like, okay, yeah, all right. Yeah, that sounds
good. I don't sadly have any like diary entries like daily, but I'll try and find the ones from on holiday. They might not be as exciting, but I'll see. We can go from there.
Oh my God, honestly. I'll bring some ones when I was like four, and then you guys can hopefully think I'm a bit more normal. Because I think I might have ruined my reputation in this podcast. I don't know. This is so bad. Okay. I think that's all of them that I want to talk about for today.
Okay. Well, if you guys listening want more of that, Anya will do a bit of prep beforehand and find certain pages that she's happy to read out. I will also look for my diaries. So let us know. Give us a DM. We want you guys to send in your questions. Make sure you send in questions, because we've not done any like listener questions for a while, whether it's a would you rather, whether it's a relationship question, whether it's something broader. Just send them in. DM us. Add it to the question section below on Spotify. Put it. DM us on TikTok. Wherever you find easy. We also have an email. Remember, the email is linked below. You can email us.
So make sure you do that, and we'll say it on the podcast. We want to get you guys involved as much as possible. Anya, anything else to add?
I just want to add that if you are listening to this and you think that sounds awfully familiar, that just fell off. That sounds awfully familiar. No, it's probably not about you. And please don't contact me about it. I don't want to talk about it. I was only 13. Just want to add that in as well.
Okay, it was definitely last week, but it's all right. Carlos, you are a traumatic man. You've traumatized
Carlos, you
me.
You should feel ashamed of yourself.
Yes.
You think that's bad. You haven't even heard half of it. Jesus, that boy put me through it.
Oh, well, we can dive into early day relationships at some point. We are hopefully having a guest on in the next week or two.
We are. I'm very excited about this.
And this should be hopefully a guest that won't pull out.
No, he will not.
No, okay, that's good. I'm really excited. And we are working on some other guests as well, everybody. So keep your eyes and ears peeled. Yes. I had someone message me yesterday, or day before yesterday, being like, because I put the trailer out on my like social medias.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh my God, I want to come on this. And I was like, I've not spoken to you in like literally years, but I was like, I'm sure we could figure out some stories.
Oh, really?
Not like anyone like that, like a friend. Like,
yeah, yeah, but like what are they doing? Like, yeah, that would be interesting. Like have a like 4-year-old catch up, like, but on the podcast. That'd be kind
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe we can get Carlos on the podcast.
Maybe. If there's enough, if everyone rates the show 5 stars on Spotify, I think we've only got like 10 or 12 5-star ratings. So what's that about, by the way?
Just rude.
There's at least one
there's
more.
There's over 100 of you listening. So yeah. Why is there any?
Can you please go make that 5 stars, rock it up on all, wherever you listen, rate the show, give it 5 stars. And if it gets enough, we'll get Carlos on the show. There you go. I'm not going to make that as a promise, but if you look, you know, you never know until all you got to do is hit that 5-star button. It takes 1 second. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Share the show with your friends, your family, get everyone listening. We've got lots going on in the future. As we say, guests coming up. Some great podcast episodes. There's a Halloween episode coming out soon.
Ooh.
So keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. And of course, on the Instagram, we'll be asking for your Halloween contributions. So yes, all very good. I think, again, another slightly longer episode. It might be 40 odd minutes.
Sorry, guys. I feel like I started off like, yeah, I've got so many good things to say. And then I was like, actually, I'm too scared.
Yeah, I was just going to cut out the entire section where you speak. But it's okay. Yeah. Happy Thursday, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'm stealing Anya's catchphrase. I don't know why I'm saying that.
Joking. Have a beautiful week, everybody. Sorry. And we love you all.
I tolerate most of you, and we'll be back next Thursday. See you then.
Bye.